Minnesota is one of at least six states extending its stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus. Governor Tim Walz made the decision yesterday. Walz has already decided to close schools for the rest of the academic year, but he's given the green light for some non-essential businesses, like industrial workplaces, to begin opening if they follow a set of safety guidelines. One Minnesota manufacturer is getting ready to reopen this Monday. Bob Riggleman is president of Rydell Skates in Red Wing, Minnesota. He had to furlough around 70 of his 100 workers and received a seven-figure federal emergency relief loan. Bob, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you very much.
First of all, how's it going? How has the coronavirus shutdown impacted your business? Your company makes skates of all kinds for consumers, all the way to the top pros.
Yeah, being a manufacturer and being shut down for 5 weeks is difficult, in the fact that manufacturers, you know, need to make what they sell, and if they're not able to make product, you know, they're not able to sell anything. So the last 5 weeks have been trying, to say the best.
For your workers, what are you doing to protect them when they do come back? Will they wear masks?
Yeah, well, we've spent a lot of time in the last week putting together our COVID-19 preparedness plan for our company at Rydell. We will have PPE equipment available, both from a mask perspective, face shield perspective, and glove perspective, and we're leaving it non-mandatory, up to the employees to choose if they want to wear them or not.
Are you worried, though, if there are workers with underlying health conditions? What have you told your workers about that?
Well, first and foremost, let me explain that every day when they report to work to get into the building, they get their temperature taken and a health assessment questionnaire taken every day. And if their temperature registers over 100.4, then they are turned away and told to go home and, if need be, seek medical attention. And they're not able to return to work until their temperature is under 100.4 for 24 hours without the use of any medication. So we're trying to do the screening the best we possibly can before the workers even start on their shift.
You know, we have learned all too well how hard this has been, not only on businesses, but individuals, employees. What are you hearing from your workers coming back to work, for instance, because schools are also closed? So many families are having to navigate all of this at the same time.
Yeah, surprisingly, for the most part, I would say they're all pretty excited to come back to work. A lot of them seem to be, I hate to use this terminology, but the stay-at-home order, you know, starting to get bored with what's going on, and they're looking to kind of get their life back in order.
We know that Republicans in Congress want to pass a bill shielding businesses from liability if anyone becomes sick because a business is reopened. The National Association of Manufacturers supports this kind of expanded liability relief. What if a worker becomes sick at your establishment? Do you have any concerns there?
Well, if a worker would be tested positive or become sick with COVID-19, we would immediately get that worker to the doctor, number one. And number two, we would then trace back to who that worker has been in contact with and have those people tested immediately. And we would probably shut our workforce down into a complete decontamination and disinfecting for about 72 hours. Then once that's done, we would leave the building, sit empty for 72 hours before we resumed.
I've been talking with business owners, and they're saying, like, this is a new normal for us.
Oh.
We are now re-examining our businesses and the way that we're operating and running our businesses. And it sounds like you guys have spent a lot of time on protocol. This might be the way it is.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. I think the new normal changes daily, to be honest with you. You know, we've encouraged our employees, as we've talked to them this week, about coming back next week. Number one, when they come back, if they see or realize something that we as a company could be doing better to keep our employees safe, or I should say, more safe than we think they are now, please bring that to our attention so that we can at least look at it with an open mind and an open ear and see if we can't try to accommodate that. But I think the new normal, we don't know what it is. I think it's going to be changing daily for some time.
That's Bob Riggleman, president of Riedel Skates in Red Wing, Minnesota. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.